Lanco's here, everybody.
What up? Hey.
I gotta say, you guys are really brave. Four on the couch is a limit for Stagecoach.
We love breaking limits.
Yeah, is that a limit or is that a record?
It's a record. I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, I can't think of any. I'm out of words. It's Sunday. It's day three.
You're in the right place then. This time of the festival, you should be.
That's right. How long have you guys vocabulary. Been like on the grounds?
Just like 24 hours. We got here yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty good. I thought you'd maybe got here 15 minutes ago because we've been here since Friday. So our brain cells are shot.
Yeah, we got here last night. We're still trying to play catch up, but I think we're doing a good job.
Yeah, 24 hours, man. You better be caught up by now because if not, then you're doing something that no one knows about.
I believe we're caught up.
And you should be sharing. I'm just saying.
Sharing is caring.
Thank you so much for coming by tonight. You guys played already? Yes. Were you okay? I gotta ask because I saw somebody play yesterday in the time slot you were playing in. How hot was it up there?
Well, we
lit the stage on fire. Yeah. Other than that, you know, I don't remember the temperature.
So we had two instrument breakdowns. Not to get too techy, but there's, you know, computers and pedals and things that make sounds happen in the music world, and they all started just dying. So we got pretty rock and roll.
Really?
Yeah. By the end of our set, we were just like doing everything we could to power through. But at the end of the day, the crowd was having a great time, which means we're having a great time despite technical difficulties. So it was hot.
My back was to the sun, and I can't imagine being up. And I wasn't moving. Well, I was fangirling because it was Maren Morris. So I was fangirling a little bit. And I can't imagine getting up there and having to sing and move and like stay on key and, you know.
Yeah, by the last song, I jumped in the crowd today. So jumping off stage, I like hit a tom drum, did a whole drum thing, jumped back on stage.
I heard about
running
that.
Around. By the last song, the last chorus, I remember literally thinking, I've got one more chorus. Everything I've got in this one more chorus, please sing on key. But we made it. We made it, and the fans helped us power through. So they picked up some slack, and we're singing loud, so it worked.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, when I played drums, so I just had to sit behind the kit. I felt bad for Brandon. He was running all over that stage. It's a big stage.
Yeah, it is a big stage.
And he was running all over it.
You used the runway, too, right?
Oh yeah.
What do you call that in the biz? I don't know what it's called.
Catwalk.
The catwalk. Oh, so it is kind of like a modeling sort of term. Yeah. Runway,
absolutely.
Catwalk.
I call it a long walk.
Yeah. It's too long for me, right? I'd be sitting down. I'd be hanging out with Tripp. Like, yeah, I'm back here.
Yeah, I'm back here just chilling, and he's running all over the place. I bet he is sweating. You need some water?
Yes, and yes.
Yeah, you have to hydrate. If I told you, here's going to be too much TMI. Don't worry, I'm not giving away anyone's numbers. If I told you how many times, like, the three of us in the trailer have actually peed over the last 3 days, like, you'd be mortified. Because it's been close to zero. And we're staying really hydrated. Like, we're drinking a lot of stuff. And it's just staying in there.
You know what's funny? I actually, like, TMI. I thought about that today because I got nervous. We got here earlier today, and it was already really hot at, like, 10:30.
I know it was hot.
And I was like, oh, man, we play in, like, five. And I had, like, three people say, hydrate.
Yeah.
So I started downing water, and I was worried about that. I was like, oh, what if I get on stage and, like, you know, have to use the bathroom? And it wasn't. I was just sweating it all out.
I know.
Which was kind of scaring me. I was like, I've drank a lot of water, and I'm okay still.
I know. It's a little scary.
This conversation got awesome.
It's TMI time with Lanco, everybody. All right, so now that you've done Stagecoach, I mean, how do you top this for the rest of the year? It's only April. Happy birthday, by the way.
Brandon.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I know this is, I mean, talk about birthday present. I mean, we've dreamed of playing Stagecoach, you know, for years. I remember even growing up, I always wanted to. My cousins live out in California, so I always wanted to go to Stagecoach. I could just never afford it. Cause,
I know.
But by the time you do a ticket and travel, really the travel's the thing, like from Nashville.
We drive here, you know. Yeah. It takes a couple
so
hours,
I wanted to come here my whole life, but I've never been able to. So for us to be able to play it today and attend, two birds with one stone. So it's been an incredible experience, quite a birthday present for sure.
All right, just avoided the question as what happens next. What are you doing next?
I kind of want to think about it because I'm just today's been so great. No, we've got a lot of exciting stuff this year. We just finished up we just wrapped our music video a few days ago. So we've got a music video coming out for our single Greatest Love Stories. We're excited about that. That's going to be really cool. Then we are playing other festivals throughout the summer, but
are you guys playing love interests in the video?
We're actually playing Watershed and Route 91 this year.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll
be
wow.
back out here. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
in the video, are you all doing no. things other than playing instruments? Do you all have like women in the videos?
No. So
that's an enormous. Yeah,
there's a lot of love stories.
Song.
No, you know, we
right?
actually...
Right? A lot of love stories.
Yeah, we talked about that and talked about it with the director some. And I think, you know, for this video, it was kind of important to us that there were other characters that were kind of playing the roles of these people in the song that people could really relate to, and that we were more the narrators of the story. So within the video, you know, we're obviously present in the video, but we're more taking the role of narrators, and there's some really incredible people that were part of the video that were playing the roles of these love interests, and I thought they did an awesome job.
Cool.
Much better than we probably could have done. So we took the role of narrating and playing music.
I like
you
that
like
theory.
Our music, but you don't want to see us acting.
Well, it's not that. It's just like, you know what, I always see people, well, not so much anymore, that I know who have girlfriends and wives, and I'm like, get your lips off that woman. I know your girlfriend. You know what I mean? It's like, I wouldn't be able to deal with all five of you.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, Brandon, I met your fiance, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who I just adore. And yeah, I would cool. slap you if I saw anything going on.
I will say, there's an element of, in that world, it does... I mean, you really have to be an actor. I mean, that's the thing. Like,
for
people that are actors, it's like, you know, you're not watching... You're not watching that person. You're watching that character. In music videos, it is a little different. Like, I love film and I love TV. And, you know, even watching, like, I watched Big Little Lies recently.
See, I couldn't be Keith Urban.
See, and that was the thing.
I couldn't do it.
I mean, I think that you'd have to approach, like, I'm not watching Nicole Kidman. This is the character. This is a totally different human being that I'm watching. Because I don't know Nicole Kidman. I know this character. But
right.
Because Nicole would never be in these situations. But it's a different world than music.
I would need to find that internal switch because I don't think it exists. I don't know that I could deal. Right?
Yeah.
Eric's with me. He's like, no. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's the film world. I mean, that's what you're getting into. It's a different world.
Yeah.
Brandon wants to make a movie, doesn't he? Like in a huge way.
Brandon would actually be a great actor. You know, if anyone's looking for an actor.
Well, yeah, look at those sunglasses. He's already got the.
You know what? Okay, in my defense, I'm like looking at the sun.
I know. You know what?
I actually noticed that. It's right in my eye.
I actually did notice that. I wanted to fix you.
Yeah, if you do that, I can take
it off. I'll do this because this is comfortable.
I'm just trying to look
like
cool.
This. Anything
I'll be
for
honest.
You guys.
Yeah.
Lanko, thank you so much for coming by and proving that you can't break that dang couch. It's been through a lot.
Also,
what?
We were missing Jackie, too, you know. Yeah. Shout out to Jackie.
Yeah.
We want you here.
We miss you.
Yeah.
Get well soon. We really do miss you.
Oh, thank you for the birthday wishes, too. But like, seriously, Jackie had a birthday last week. This happened how many days after her birthday?
Oh, my gosh, like.
Yeah, it was like exactly a week afterwards, and head-on collision. She's gonna be fine. We have been saying for 2 days that everything's fine, nothing's broken. And she found a day that had a broken rib, so that explains the inability to breathe.
That would
do
it.
But yeah.
Well, thank God for seatbelts, and we wish her the best.
What saved her life? Those seatbelts. I've been harping on it this weekend. I sound like your mother, but wear those seatbelts. They saved my girl's life.
Yeah, definitely.
They saved her life. They beat the hell out of her.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
they saved her life.
Absolutely.
Thank y'all for having us in here, too.
A lot worse than a broken rib.
Thank you guys so much. Lanko, everybody.